Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. A full House of Citizens came to protest legal action they feared the Borough Assembly might consider against Propositions 3 and 4 that were passed by voters in the recent municipal elections. Misunderstood language on memoranda and a published agenda started rumors about Assembly action. As KUAC's Robin reports, the special meeting left both citizens and Assembly members frustrated with inaccurate information.
Proposition 4 is the Home Heating Reclamation Act. It takes control of regulating polluting wood and coal stoves away from the borough. It dismantles several pieces of borough code that direct pollution monitoring, a wood stove changeout program, and helping citizens upgrade their technology. The special meeting last evening was supposed to update the Assembly with how the code would change and review what the Assembly should do if anyone wanted to bring a lawsuit challenging the ordinance, which the borough would then defend as the will of the voters. When the agenda for the special meeting was published, citizens became alarmed and worried the Assembly was considering litigation, trying to overturn the will of the voters.
There was a ballot initiative. It was voted on. All the rules were followed. The people voted. And then the Borough Assembly said they're going to get around them.
Joel Baldwin spoke for many about this worry, which frustrated Assemblymember Christopher Quist.
You said that the Assembly was trying to go around these propositions. Are you aware that there's been no such attempt?
The people here think that there is because we've been told that the Assembly, or at least the mayor, is getting advice on how to overturn the ballot initiatives. That's why everybody's sitting here tonight. Yeah.
The short agenda published a few days before the special meeting included the words, discussion regarding possible legal challenges to and implementation of Proposition 3 and Proposition 4. Earlier in the week, Borough Mayor Carl Castle began receiving email and phone calls about why the Assembly would challenge the propositions. He says he posted an announcement on the Borough website about what the meeting was actually for.
I have responded to probably 50, 60 emails in the past couple days with what my opinion is, and I put it in writing and sent it to them, and they were surprised and thanked me for correcting them. So I don't know where the rumors start, but let's not misrepresent things and tear our community apart.
Borough Attorney Jill Dolan was not able to give her report until all the public comment was over. She reviewed several ways people might challenge either law.
There are groups that could bring litigation and that have recently. A group that represents Citizens for Clean Air, which is the same group that had contacted me during the certification process. Like I said, I haven't been contacted by anyone to say they're going to file suit on this initiative.
The special meeting started at 5 p.m., was suspended at 6 p.m. for the regular Assembly meeting, then did not finish until after midnight. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
A 35-year-old Fairbanks man's clothing caught fire following law enforcement's use of less lethal munitions in a standoff Wednesday night. Alaska State troopers extinguished the flames and helped the man get medical care. In a news release Thursday afternoon, troopers described the standoff that took place between 4:49 and 8:33 p.m. Wednesday near the Riverview Quick Stop gas station off of Badger Road. Troopers were originally called to the area in response to a report of a man who had his finger on the trigger of a gun and had a bottle of beer next to him. The man was reportedly slumped over in a GMC truck. Troopers identified the man as Jeffrey M. Wally, who has a felony drugs possession conviction out of Utah, and therefore is not able to legally possess a handgun. Troopers reported that they tried unsuccessfully to convince Wally to exit the vehicle. To contain Wally, troopers and Fairbanks police used armored vehicles to pin his truck. After Wally continued to refuse to exit the truck, troopers began launching pepper spray rounds into his truck. The troopers reported using the product according to the manufacturer's instructions, but something unexpected happened. One round discharged in the truck after Wally sat on it. Shortly thereafter, Wally exited the truck with his clothing on fire. He sustained third-degree burns and was transported to Fairbanks Memorial Hospital and later Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. And the Tanana Valley State Fair is again seeking to fill its top job. The Fair Association announced in a news release Thursday that 2018 Executive Director Blake Matre is leaving the fair to take a job with the National Air Cargo Company. Matre served a one-season stint as Executive Director at the fair. The fair board praised Matre for his work on the fair in 2018, which included helping to bring headlining musical act The Little River Band to the fair, boosting the fair's entertainment lineup in general, and offering discount online tickets through Groupon for the first time. The fair is now accepting applications for the executive director job. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.